Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And it is all the time. This morning, a wonderful message that will bless your heart. And I believe will bless the heart of many. We're moving into a new phase in this ministry. We believe God is blessing us. Have some things we put in place over the past few weeks that the message can reach far more people than we've ever done before in our ministry. And to God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Seasons of sowing and reaping. Amen. The title of the message this morning is Seasons of Sowing and Reaping. Amen. Seasons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's take our readings from Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. Seasons of sowing and reaping. I want us to pay good attention this morning because some people have asked me this question a few days ago. Man say, I've struggled all my life for this and that and that and that. And part of the reason is that we don't know the seasons of sowing and reaping, a lot of things pertaining to us. And they cut across every sphere of our life. I'm not just talking of material, every aspect of our life. Amen? I want the church to read with me, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen? Go on. For he that soweth to the flesh, to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth in the spirit, shall of the spirit reap what? Everlasting. Life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we what? Faint not. And we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men. But what? Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the last message we preached, I spoke of some laws that is in place. That once this law is ordained, cannot be changed. Once it is put in place by God Almighty, it cannot be variable. There's no variableness with it. There's no changing. You cannot contradict it. There's no gainsaying against it. Once the law is in place, blessed be the name of the Lord. One of those laws we spoke last time is the law that says that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. In other words, in Him is peace. In Him is the peace of for you, for the whole world. And when Jesus is absent, then there is no peace. And we spoke about how the world is trying to make peace, figure it out. But it can never be because the Prince of Peace is not inclusive. It's not included in the whole planning. So the world is in confusion because there is no peace and they are trying all their best to make peace. If only they will call on Jesus, if they will follow the precepts of the Word of God that says that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, then there will be peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To make this message clear to you, let me bring some facts this morning about laws that God has set in place. Maybe you don't fully understand it when I say that God has laws, natural laws, spiritual laws, financial laws, laws of every kind that has to be in place for you to see the return. Look at the heavens, the constellations, the solar system we have, using it as an example about how God is fixed in his system. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the solar system, we have all this, our galaxy, our solar system, and so among them, you know, the things, the sun, and we have the earth, we have the Neptune, the Mercury, and all of them, and they keep going round and round the sun in what is called revolution, orbiting around the sun every day, every night, 24/7. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you look at them closely, you see that they do not vary in speed. They do not vary in their direction, except God once in a while does something different. These things are the way God made them. The earth is revolutionary around the sun, the earth me and you living in, at a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. And it has never been 998 since mankind came to be, except when God interrupted it once in a while, when Joshua says, sun stand still, and you moon in the valley of Ajalon. So it keeps going around at 1,000 miles per hour all the time, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 500,000 years ago, as long as creation remains, because God says that in Psalm 19, verse 1, he says what? That, put on verse 19, chapter 19, Psalm 19, verse 1 for us, please, quickly. He said, the heavens do what? Declare the glory of God, and the firmament does what? Shoot forth his handiwork. This is why people like the scientists can shoot something to the moon and it gets there, even though it's going at this particular speed. Speed, if you drive at a high speed here, you are going maybe hundreds an hour, and so on and so forth. But this thing is moving at the speed of 1,000 miles per hour. And they can shoot something and hit it and want it exactly well, because they can calculate and depend that God who made it does not change. The speed that it has today is what it will have tomorrow and next tomorrow. That is law that is set. And there is no changing or variation in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at the law that in the constellation, we're not going to go into many of them. The northern star is one of the stars that is set in the heavens. From time, ends of time, seafaring men, when they are stranded in the sea and they are confused and their stomachs and whatever is going on in the sea and they don't know which direction to take, they can always look at this northern star. And when they make a direction under the northern star, they will find a safe haven, because that northern star is a direction that will never fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They will not today find it in the west. They will not find it in the south. They will not find it in the east. It will always be in the direction of northern star. That is how God is fixed. God is constant. God is fixed in the things he has said. It does not change. He said his word is what? Yea and amen. And I found it to be so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So the same law is what we are going to look at this morning, so that when we are talking about this issue, you will understand why God has made it so. And when you are walking opposite of it, when you are going contrary to it, when you are not listening and you think you are smart, you are contradicting this law, then you see that the dividend, either one way or the other, is not the best. This law is found in Galatians, again, chapter 6, verse 7. Quickly, please. Galatians 6, verse 7. It's a law that has endured in time of Christ, before Christ, in the times of the empires of the world, and it will endure as long as 7 and 8 remains. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man, a woman, a child, a government, a nation, a people, no matter what you are, whatever you sow, that is exactly what you will do, what? Reap. Whatever you sow, that is exactly what you are going to reap. You cannot put a corn in the ground and tomorrow find that it's to be wheat. No. You cannot plant a guava and tomorrow find it to be apple. It cut across every aspect of your life in your marriage. What you put into it is what you get. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It cut into your finances. How you manage it, what you put into it is what you get. If you sow kindness, you will get kindness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you sow peace in the life of others, you will get peace. If you sow mercy, mercy is coming after you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you sow love, love will be your portion because that is exactly what you are sowing. If you sow wealth and prosperity into others, either a ministry, either a people, either a man, either a woman, when you sow them, that is what you are going to get. This law will abide in heaven and applies also in earth. It will apply in the spiritual and also in the natural. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It will apply in the spiritual and also in the flesh. It will apply in every aspect. Whether it is in heaven, God sowed a seed one time 2,000 years ago. Today, that seed is still multiplying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this law will cut across in the spiritual, in the flesh, in the heavens, on earth. Every aspect, this law will abide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It can apply positively and it can apply negatively. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, this law of sowing and reaping can also apply in a negative way, and that is not our portion in Jesus' name. But it does apply. And it can apply positively. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So when we are talking of sowing and reaping, at times I say, may God have mercy on man, on mankind. Because at times we don't know how far this will go. We're going to look at it this morning. When people at times are trying to, I see people that come into the house of God, and before then, 20 years of their life, 30 years of that, they have sown in the flesh. They have sown in every evil work. They've torn down other people's life. They've criticized and done things and said things and acted. They have sown different things. And this thing is coming, the root is coming to force in their life. And they say, ah, what is going on? I just came into God. I just run into Jesus. Things will not change overnight because you run to Christ. Because there is a season of sowing and reaping. And when you start to reap and now you have common sense and you say, hey, this is too much. Somebody spoke to you and you rush into God and you expect things to change overnight. Once in a while, God is mercy, we make an exception. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And things can happen quick. But other than that, there is a season of the things you have done. Some people doesn't know that part of their duty is to sow goodness in people's life. Kindness in people's life. Mercy in people's life. But they spent this in, they didn't do it for 20, 30 years, and then they run into Christ, which is good. The clock is going to reset. But I can tell you that most of the time, it is not instant. There will be a waiting period. There will be a time for it to come back for you to start to reap. And then they will see other people, hey, God is blessing you in this way or that way. And they don't know that this person has been sowing on their knees, sowing in prayer, sowing in giving, sowing in action, sowing in every aspect of their life for the past 20 years. And now the season of reaping has come upon them. And you start to wonder, whoa, why am I not being blessed like Joe or like Peter or like Paul? Because they have been sowing. And now they are reaping. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you want to cut across the line to go and reap. Ah, it doesn't happen like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it's not too late for you to start sowing today. Some people are sitting here or maybe watching already and start to wonder, my God, I haven't sown enough. I haven't done well. How am I? God is merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He can make an exception if he chooses to make an exception. But we are laying the standard the way it is. Amen? Amen? Now, there are three aspects or principles when we talk about this. There is time for sowing, there is time for upkeep and maintenance, and then there's a time for reaping. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is reaping what you have sown. And let us pray that it is positive things. Amen? Let us look at the time of sowing. This is the most important aspect of your life. If you run into Christ early and you start to sow into the spiritual realms in every aspect of your life, then you are bound to gain an early blessing. I do investment in money, in stocks and different things. And it's not the day you put the money into. In fact, they will give you 10 years for you to see this full dividend. The compound interest, this one will start to kick in. So it is across the board in every aspect. That's why I say both in the natural and in the spiritual, it works. Both in heaven and in earth, both in flesh and in spirit, the aspect, the law of sowing and reaping works. Now there are three things I want you to remember when we talk of sowing. The first one, you will always reap what you sow, period. Just like that constellation is fixed at 1,000, that solar system orbits at 1,000 miles per hour and it's been going on for ages and ages. This is a law that is set, unmovable, unchangeable. It's ordered by heaven and it will abide. You will always reap what you sow. Two, you will always reap more than you sow. Are you hearing me? It's a law. Three, you will always reap later than you sow. Bear that in mind and think about it. The number one says you will always reap what you sow. We have looked into that a little. Therefore, if you are looking for kindness, if you are hoping for mercy, if you are hoping for goodness, if you are looking for wealth, prosperity, whatever you sow is what you will get. There's no manipulation. You can't change the equation. The math about it is set in heaven. And no man can alter that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Because I'm saying the truth. You will always reap more than you sow. So if you sow, as the Bible says, if you sow the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. If you sow one seed, expect a return. And because it applies both in the positive and negative, be careful of what you sow as a Christian. Be careful of what you sow in people's life. Be careful of what you sow in every aspect of your life. Now you can take a seed, a corn, and put it into the ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One single seed. And when it comes for the time of harvest, I looked it up. One seed will become an ear of corn, an ear of corn. And that ear has about 16 rows in dimension, in circle. And each circle has about 42 mostly. So one ear of a corn will produce about 600 to 800 ears. Are you hearing me? That is just corn. And then some stalk will have more than one ear of corn. It may have two. So take it and multiply into two. That is the law. That you will always reap more than you sow. Therefore we are told to sow and scatter our bread among many waters. Because in time, you will find it. But what are you sowing? In secret and in open. What are you sowing? Is the question you have to ask yourself. Because of a surety, without question, without controversy, you will reap more than you sow. is a law that God has said. And then you will always reap later than you sow. If you sow now, it will be later for it to start to show up, for you to start to see the dividend. That is part of the positive and the negative that catches many. Some does not know because he said that because the sentence for iniquity, for evil, is not immediately executed, the heart of many are what? Sealed to do evil. Some people will do evil and get away with it. They will do calamity and get away with it. When we get to the overflow, you see that many people are reaping what their fathers have sown, even though the Bible said in that place that whoever sinned it shall bear their sin upon their head. That the fathers will not eat sour grape and the children still be set on edge. There is a law that God has put that can override this if you are not careful. Therefore, you have to sow goodness, mercy, things, thinking also of the generations to come. Many of us have no plan. Our plan is just for today. Our plan is about myself. I am reaping a bunch of blessings that my mother, an illiterate woman that have nothing, but I saw her goodness in the life of people. And I can tell you that many times people say, oh God of my fathers, I don't know my father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I do know my mom is a godly woman that has sown so much kindness and mercy in the life of people that when things get tough, I say, oh God of my mothers. Because she has sown well in the little she has, in faithfulness. So when you sow, remember that your children will reap out of what you sow. When it gets to overflow, we are coming to that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So these three principles we spoke of, know that you will always reap what you sow. Know that you will always reap more than you sow. Know that you will always reap later than you sow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The Bible says there are seasons to all these things. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Quickly please. That there are seasons. Many a times we not understand it unless God opens your inner mind. To everything he said there is what? A season. A time for every purpose under the heaven. Go to 2 please. 3:2. Ecclesiastes 3:2. A time for what? To be born, a time to even die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, which is planted. Why is that? Because this is the way God has set the pattern. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, in the second aspect, there is a season of upkeep and maintenance. People lose out at this point. They grow weary. They grow tired. You have prayed. You have waited on the Lord. You have been putting into the gospel. You have been sizing the righteous things that God says in spiritual. And you are not seeing immediate result. It can never be immediate. At times you want it overnight. God can step in and make an exception once in a while. But most of the time there is a waiting period. That is why I encourage everybody to get into the line on time. And start sowing in mercy. So that you reap at the appointed time. Now the season of upkeep, the season of maintenance is when somebody has planted a corn. After some time, it germinates, it grows up. And then when it grows up, what happens? Weed and other things comes. That is natural also, and that is spiritual. The enemy will always fight what you sow. The enemy will always try to hold you against reaping what you have sown in goodness and in mercy and in the spiritual. It is time to back it up with prayer. Lord, I have given. Lord, I have sown. Lord, I have called. Do not be shy in reminding God of his promises. If you have sown right, you have the reason to reap the right things, the good things you have sown. And at times the enemy will come, the weed will come, the birds of the air, speaking of the natural and the spiritual. I remember as a child, they used to hire us young kids to go into the rice field and stay there and do what? Show away the birds that will come and eat the rice that is just about to ripe. It's not yet ripe for leaping. So you have to watch what you sow. You have to watch the ground where you sow. You have to be able to weed it, to shelter it from the elements, to shelter it from the wolves, to shelter it from the lions, to shelter it from the spiritual things that will want to take away what you have sown so that you don't get a dividend. You have to fight it. You have to stand against it like a man of war with red eyes. You see that you have worked for it. You see that you have paid the price. And you're now about to reap and the enemy swooped in. No, it should not stand in the name of Jesus. Not for anybody here in the mighty name of Jesus. The good you have sown, you will reap in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to be able to contest for it. You have to be able to fight for it. You have to be able to remind God. When it is going south, you have to believe you're going to turn around and go north. And that is in Jesus' name. Because that is the hour of, it's just about the time of the harvest time for you to start to reap. Then the last part of it is reaping time. It is called the harvest season. In every culture of the world, virtually every culture, they have this joyful time. They have name for it. In my place, they have a name, Yam Festival. They have different names. It is a time of rejoicing. It is a time to see the fruit of your labor. It is a time to reap from what you have sown. And you start to rejoice, you start to gather the harvest, and you start to rejoice and start to put it together. That is God's will for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there is an important part I want you to remember, because that is what will take you to the law of overflow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is this scripture, I believe it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Shaking together, praise down, and what? Overflowing. It is the time that you are reaping what you have initially sown that you have to exercise, practice, and make allowance for overflow. And this overflow is what by God's grace will sustain you in the time of famine. Because there are times for everything. And this overflow can be so much that you cannot use it and it will extend to your children. I'm talking of goodness. I'm talking of mercy. I'm talking of giving. I'm talking of every good thing that God has made allowances for me and you to exercise our will and right in doing. So now, in the days of the old, like in case of Boaz and that root, he told the harvesters, the people told to, I said, do not glean everything. Do not sweep it all together and put it in your pocket. Overflow will come from your investing, from the initial investment. Investors will call it what? There's a name they give it in investment. I'm not an investing person, but there's a name that it's a credit that keep multiplying himself. When I remember, I'll say it. What? Dividends. You know, compound interest. It compound, it builds up, it builds up from your initial, you get some, then it compound and move on to next level and more, it keep building over the years. Before you know it, it has built to, you wonder, wow, because there's compound interest from the interest of what you have done before. So now when God has blessed you and it comes to time of reaping, remember those who help you to sow. It may be your workers. The people of this world even practice it. They give their staff what bonus at the end of the year. From the abundance, you give out more. From the overflow or the surplus, you give out more. So now you take what God has blessed you in and sow more. Is it in the gospel? You increase it. If you have been giving to only one church, you may want to give to more than one church. If you have given to one organization, you might give to more than one organization. If you have been giving to one people, you increase it. As a young man, my mother told me, create a foundation. It wasn't the name called it. I said, I don't have anything as of then. He said, create it anyway. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, who do I create it for? I said, for the widows. That is her passion because she was in that situation herself. And I started with few people. Now it has gone to, I can't name, quite a lot. But God made way each time for it to be an increase because there is an increase in me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is progressive. So you remember that you have to take from what God has blessed you with and even so more. Amen? Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the time of celebration. That is the time of rejoicing. You are not to just put it all in your pocket. You are even to do more from what God has given you and sow more in people's life. People want to be blessed spiritually, but they are not sowing spiritual seed in others. People want to be blessed materially, and they are not sowing materially in others. I'll take, for instance, this ministry. There are people that are giving us out of town that have not stepped in into this church. And there are people in this church that is not sowing into the ministry. We don't preach money here. We don't talk about money. Nobody among us is paid. Never have we collected a payment for a dime. I say it in open, everybody's hearing. You can go and verify. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. But you have to sow. Somebody challenge, maybe you guys are not preaching too much about giving. I say, well, if you are waiting for me to come with heart in hand to beg you to give, you may wait forever. I'm not going to do that. Any other person may. When you are part of something, you are part of the progress. When you're part of the progress, it takes something to get it to where it is. The door, the electricity, the mortgage or whatever that might be there does not pay himself. But some people think they are smart. Why do I need to put in? Some people think they are wise. I don't need to put in. Unless you start to preach to them that you are going to die or heaven and hell born. No, that is not our portion. To preach like that. You should know that you should invest in the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By giving into the work of the ministry. There are places that they expect their pastors to be poor. Well, I'm not that part of the pastors in the name of Jesus. I will be wealthy, I will be rich, I will be blessed. And not from any money you give. Because of what? I also believe in giving. Without boasting, I have about 6 different ministries I give every other month. Times I give 3 this month, another month 3, another one, so on and so forth. That is not just teaching you that what we are saying, we are also practicing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when God cuts away the cankerworm, the palmerworms, the caterpillars, and the spiritual things that will come and take away what I have, this is because of God's mercy. It's also a principle that we put in place, that God has put in place and we practice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Let us remember that these things can also go into overflow. Now, in the canal, people sow and reap. David sowed and reaped the same. David was a great man of God. But one day he went and looked down and saw the wife of another person and decided against the unction of the Spirit to go ahead and do evil. And after that, what happened? David also noticed when, I think the woman got pregnant or something, and then he called the husband and said, come back from the war and stay with your wife so that the sin can be covered. It's only God that can wipe away sin. You try to cover it, it just keeps coming up. You have to repent, and God will wipe it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The man said, I'm not coming home. Job and Israel is in the war. Why would I come home and stay in my house with my wife? What is this? I'm knowing what happened. David wrote a letter to this. Take this man Uriah and put him in the forefront. where mighty men of valor are. And he went there and he got killed. Then came Nathan with his staff of prophet. And getting there, he said, evil has happened in the land. What evil? The prophet says, a man has everything you can think of. Wealth, money, everything, cows. Got a visitor. Instead of taking from one of his thousands of cows or sheep or whatever, he went to this other poor man that has nothing and took one cow that he has and made a feast for his visitor. And you may wonder, hey, can a human be? We many at times do the same. We at times fail in such way. David become righteous indignation. My God, that is evil. Let such person will not be in my kingdom. Bring him, let us kill him and quarter him and hang him up. Say, it is you, my Lord, David. I want you to hear this. Please. It is you. And David did something I want to encourage us. When you are found out in your fault, don't defend yourself. When you are found out in your sin, don't make more sin out of it by becoming argumentative. If you sin against your wife, acknowledge it and ask for forgiveness. If you, your wife, sin against your husband, do not become, repent of it and ask for forgiveness. If you know for sure that you are wrong, don't fight it. The same thing applies across the board in every aspect of our life. If you are convinced that you are wrong, then you need to apologize or change. At least acknowledge it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said your life is spent, you will not die. But what you have done in secret will be made public. War came into the house of David. Deceit came into the house of David. His own very son, Absalom, took the father's concubine and slept with them on top of the roof for all Israel to see. The father did it hiding under his palace, inside the bedroom, the inner door. But payback can be painful. He ran away because of this sin. He followed him because I say, whatever a man soweth, that is exactly what he's going to do, what? Reap. God spared his life, but know that the consequences of sin, judgment against evil, though it may tarry, though it may wait, though it may be for a season, at appointed time it will come up. That is why we have to be fearful before God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is not what? Mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that is what he's going to reap. That is the law that God has ordained. As the heavens are constant in their movement, as every one of them abide according to the will of God, so also will this one abide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is also the portion of God's overflow that happened in the same story with the same man. There is a man called Jonathan who showed love, who showed compassion, who showed mercy, who showed invested. Jonathan was the son of who? And he was born to be what? King. But when he saw that God is on this man, young man David, evident of God was upon him. That God has chosen him to be king in his own place. He saw what he did to Goliath. He knew it has to be God. He saw what he did to the Philistines. He knew it has to be God. He saw what he did when his father was growing mad and he was playing tune, the anointing come and even calm his father. It has to be God. He yielded way. My God, he yielded way for another person to be king that God has put him in. he sowed. His father's sin and mistake caught up with them, and two of them were killed, Saul and Jonathan in Gilboa, were slaughtered by the Philistines. David mourned them and buried them. But years later on, the goodness of Jonathan was not forsaken. That's what I'm talking of about overflow. About the good you do today can go to your generations to come. One day God put it in his heart, David, and say, is there anyone in the house of Saul that I may show them mercy because of what? Jonathan. Is there any among the man that tried to kill me? Is there any among the household, the family of the man that made misery miserable, made my life miserable? Is there any person among them because of who? Because of what? Because of Jonathan. And they told him there was one person. His name is Mephibosheth. He's lame. In those days, a lame man cannot sit in the presence of king. Say, bring him. And they brought him and said, are you the son of Jonathan? Yes. All this wine, he was so degraded in poverty because they took everything that belongs to his grandfather and his father that he has to be living with somebody. He said, today, all your father's land, all your grandfather's land, all their wealth, all they have shall be restored to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He restored everything to Mephibosheth, and from that day on, he said that Mephibosheth ate in the table of the king. Your children shall eat in the table of kings in the name of Jesus. Your mercy you have shown to me and to the people of God and to the household of faith, I tell you, your children shall inherit it in the name of Jesus Christ. The kindness you have shown, the love, the compassion that you have shown and continue to show, do not be afraid. It will return to your children in Jesus' mighty name. Even when Mephibosheth doesn't know it is coming, probably didn't ask for it, he already despaired of life, but that mercy found him, blessed be the name of the Lord. And if anybody will contradict it, if any spiritual things will contradict it, this law overrides, blessed be the name of the Lord. Haman tries to contradict it. He built a cross to hang Mordecai. He himself was hanging it. I want to say that such spiritual forces, or carnal one, or natural or fleshy one, that will come against you and ordain principle of law of sowing and reaping that you have done, God will counter it and hang all of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will stand between you and what God has ordained. I believe that. And you have to also believe that. Many of us have sown for such a long time. And with God, there's no variableness or shadow of turning. We have put so much into the gospel of our time, praying in secret places, calling on God's mercy for others, taking time to go out in the field to win souls, taking off our widow's mite to put into the basket and stuff, giving cup of water to any of these little children, doing all these great and kind things. You think that God will forsake? No, he will not. Your children will reap those blessings, and you too, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said that the generous soul will be made rich. Hallelujah. He who waters also shall be what? Watered. And it will go to overflow for you in the name of Jesus Christ. He that goeth forth, there's a weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall what? Doubtless return, bringing his sheaves with him. That is the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 And when your enemy shall sow the wind, hallelujah, laugh at it, for they shall reap the whirlwind. It will not come to you, it will not come to your children, as long as you stand. stand with the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 I want to thank God on his mercy on each one of us. And I also want to encourage us to practice the law of sowing and reaping. Amen. Let us stand on our feet this morning. It's the Lord. You are here and you've been sowing, you are not seeing results. We'll pray with you. And for those of you watching, this is Pastor Emmanuel Oba from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to tell you that you have to fight against the forces of the enemy that would like to hold you from reaping what you have sown. And if you have sown negatively instead of positively, and you find yourself like the woman I was speaking to on Friday, ministering to, some people are good enough and wise enough to admit, I made mistakes. I'm seeing a return, but it's not a good one. I want you to know that the mercies of the Lord endureth forever. Do not be discouraged. Do not say, hey, if God will wait 20 years or 10 years for me to start reaping now that I changed. I tell you, God is able to make an exception. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm asking God to make an exception for you in Jesus' name. Amen. That is the kind of God we serve. The day you start to call on him, the past, to him will be the past. The seasons, he can bring them together for you. So that in the first month, what does the scripture say? That the harvest rain, instead of the usual time, all of them will happen even within that short period of time. Sowing and the reaping will come together for you in Jesus' mighty name. So there will be no waiting, because God is able to do all things. But let us learn and start to teach our children to start sowing early in every aspect of goodness and mercy and kindness and every aspect, wealth also. The earlier you plant, the earlier you will reap. Therefore, you are watching me this morning, do not be discouraged. God is merciful. Amen? God is good. He will restore those things that are lost because he is the Lord. Amen? Amen? As we said before, he that goeth of sowing precious seed, same shall doubtless return, bringing the sheaves with him. Father, I pray for all these ones who are standing. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will show mercy upon your people. That, Lord Jehovah God, you will turn the tides of time for them. The seasons are in your hand, Lord, and so is our time. Therefore, Father, if they have given even a cup of water, Father, according to your word, let them reap a great blessing now in Jesus' mighty name. If they have sown a seed that is contrary to your word in the flesh, but now they have turned unto you, Lord, who is able to forgive. Father, just not, let it not just be forgiving. Let there be restoration for their life in Jesus' mighty name. So that those things that is being there hanging over the years, over the months, over the weeks, expedite it for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have to erase the mistake for the blessings to come. Erase it completely. Do away with it for them, Lord. That the ordained blessing will appear in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak this message for us to know that there is a law in heaven. One of those laws is law of sowing and reaping. Now we now know that whatever a man sows, he will reap. And our Father Jehovah God will reap more than we will sow. And that we will reap later than we sow. Father, therefore, we pray that this knowledge, this understanding, will be built in the life of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. That henceforth, as they go out, they will remember that this law does apply. And that heaven is true. That the word of God is here and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the great things you have done in our life and for the greater things you do. In the area of health, some of us are sown unwisely in the way we eat, in the way we do things, in the way we drink, and so on and so forth. And many a times it creates health problems. I pray, Lord, that you give us wisdom to think about our health and about the things we put in our body, that we will do right, so that we see a dividend of good health in Jesus' mighty name. And where we have failed, and we are seeing the other side of it, Father, we call on your mercy, Lord. You are a merciful God. Help us in Jesus' mighty name. Heal our body in the name of Jesus. We call your blessings upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Every one of these dividend of goodness and mercy and passion and love of God, let it be found in our home, in our house, in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Father, the glory and the honor alone will go to you alone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rest in. Hallelujah.